Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
I remember when, I think it was 3 years ago, I had signed my highest draft pick ever. I had won like Woman of the Year, you know, had a number one overall pick in softball, had all these amazing things happening, made more money than I've ever made. And I remember looking back, I had made a birthday post actually, like, oh, here's all the great things I did this year. I remember being like, man, this is the least happy I've ever been. And so I think I learned really quickly that success and happiness, I mean, people try to conflate those terms, are very different. You can be successful and not be happy. And so for me, the milestones don't make me happy. I'm very much a journey girl. When I finally hit the goal, it's real anticlimactic for me. Mm-hmm. It's almost depressing. So it was really a wake-up call. And what I'm trying to do is learn how to be present in the moment when I hit the goal, be okay with, like, okay, I hit the goal, let's celebrate it. Like, instead of it kind of being like, well, what's next? Like, taking a moment to really take it in. You know, you need to be okay with celebrating what you've done and taking a moment to live in that moment before going to the next. People think once I hit success, then I will be happy. You've got to find happiness separately. It's really joy, right? Happiness is about what's happening. Joy is eternal. I believe every professional is a brand, lawyers, doctors, et cetera. I think we always look at entrepreneurs and influencers as the people that have brands. Once I learned that we're all brands, it really changed my career. You know, I decided to build a brand because I wanted to get athletes to come to me. I didn't have time to recruit like other agents because I had another job. And so I had to get creative and I thought, okay, if I have a brand where I'm a household name, where when somebody thinks of a sports agent, I'm the first name or one of the first names that comes to mind, then I've done it right. It starts with picking out your pillars of your brand, right? I think every brand has a few pillars and everything you do falls under those pillars. Like for me, it's sports and it's women empowerment and mentorship. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm posting on my social media or on my website, anything that is on that page is under one of my pillars. And so finding what that brand kind of parameters are and then being consistent with it. You know, your followers and your fans, they sign up for something, giving them what they signed up for. I decided to show up exactly who I am every day. You know, and I think I wouldn't be on this podcast. I wouldn't have a book if I didn't make that decision day one that I was going to be me. I got a lot of advice early on to blend in, and I was like, you know what? I'm not taking that advice.
There's a quote from a woman named Sally Hogshead who says, different is better than better, because you're going to be unique, you're going to stand out, you're going to be a one of a kind, and you may not be better than the best sports agent at this moment, but you're different, and that's better for you than being better.
I agree.
For me, I'm a big salsa dancer, and I wasn't posting salsa stuff until recently, and it's getting the most engagement and comments, and people are like, post more of this.
Yep.
You know, playing guitar with my brother, who's an amazing jazz violinist, post more of this. It's like, these are unique things for me that I haven't always shared, and I'm trying to lean into it more and more, and I think that's
you're the secret sauce.
Exactly. No one else can do the talents that you have, the experience you have, the life you grew up from, the lessons, the whatever.
Even if you give them the recipe. If I give you my spaghetti recipe, the exact instructions, your sauce is still going to taste different.
Different.
I'm the secret sauce. You're the secret sauce.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, when I think about greatness, I think about not whether you have what it takes. I believe almost everybody has what it takes. I think people don't think that. I think everybody has what it takes, but it's, will you do what it takes? And that's the difference. A lot of people listening, you have what it takes, but will you do what it takes to be great? Greatness is doing whatever it takes to get there.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.